Despite the 4.6% tuition and fee increase for in-state undergrads, the average out-of-pocket expense for those same students will decrease in the coming year by more than 5%, according to a presentation made to IU's Board of Trustees Thursday. President Michael McRobbie says the school will find the $15 million in financial aid necessary to make the change in several ways.
One of them is that there will be no salary increases for this financial year, but we will ensure that our lowest paid employees, those people on $30,000 or less, will get a $500 cash supplemental payment. We'll be cutting our travel budget by half for general fund travel, and we will be reducing the number of general staff positions caused by vacancies.
What that means is that any department which sees a non-faculty employee leave will lose an amount of money equal to 50% of the departing worker's compensation. According to University Budget Office Director Steve Kucher, the system-wide salary freeze is the first seen at IU in at least three decades. The school will also increase costs for most graduate students, especially those in the Kelly School of Business and the Maurer School of Law. Students' Chief Financial Officer Neil Theobald identified during Thursday's meeting as those who stand to make higher wages when they graduate. Graduate business students will be charged an average of 15% more in the coming year. The increase is nearly 25% for law students. Non-resident undergraduates do not escape the financial axe either. The average tuition increase for out-of-staters is 5.6%, a full percent more than in-state students. Theobald says creating the student body administrators want requires some tough choices.
With the state increase being zero, if we are going to focus on affordability for resident undergraduates, that shifts burdens to others. And we can keep costs as low as we can, but at some point there needs to be funds that are generated from non-resident students, particular, to run the university.
Still, the university plans to hire more than 100 new faculty members in the coming year, including more than 60 on the Bloomington campus alone. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.